The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you upgrade your car because you need to or because you want to, eBay Motors has all the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, from new rims to seat cushions. All at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And ebaymotors.com has all the ingredients you need. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock. All at the right prices. Now that's tasty. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Using your Aspiration Zero credit card helps fight climate change. It's true. See, Aspiration Zero plants a tree each time you make a purchase, and tree planting is one of the most effective ways to combat global warming. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. Learn more at aspiration.com. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank, member FDIC, 2021.
Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's a lot of reasons. It's America's number one sportsbook. Incredibly easy to use. Super safe, totally secure. Super fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. You're not going to get that anywhere. Also, same-game parlay bets, live betting, it's the best. Hey, if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I did it in 15 seconds. Get started now. Sign up. Please use the promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Please use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. This is Prime Cuts, best of the Colin Cowherd podcast. Great, great, great week. My buddy Nick Wright, probably my favorite conversation ever. His frustration with Aaron Rodgers. Aqib Talib, host of Catching Fades on our Volume Sports podcast network. Join me. Great reaction to the crazy NFL weekend. Chad Millman, Sharper Square. Our picks for the AFC, NFC championship games. But first, my top takes of the week. I'm going to say this about Sean Payton. I have been told now by three different people, some in football, some in broadcasting, that Sean Payton is not going to coach for a year. What I would do, this is what I would do if I ran Fox Sports, and I have no insight to what my bosses are going to do because they wouldn't tell me. I would pay him $2.5 million a year if I was at Fox or NBC or CBS or ABC, and I would just pay him and get him in the building and figure out what to do with him once he's in the building. I think he's that talented. There is, by the way, a current professional athlete in America who is being paid about that much money, and he's still a vibrant player, but he's getting older. He's paid that much money by a network to not go to the other networks. So that's kind of my theory of what I would do with Sean Payton. I would just pay him if I was one of these networks, get him in the building, and figure the rest of it out later. I think he's that talented. But I have been told he's just burnt out. And I mean, the last five exits for the Saints have been just full of tumult. And I think it's time. Okay, in what is one of the more memorable losses of Aaron Rodgers' career? A shocking upset to the 49ers. The 49ers didn't even play particularly well. In fact, on offense, they were anemic and nerve-wracking for much of the game. This is on Aaron. Can he throw to anybody beyond Devontae Adams ever? This is one of my knocks on Aaron for years. Aaron doesn't throw interceptions, and he knows he's not going to have as many trophies as Tom. He's never going to be as likable as Favre or Peyton Manning. He won't have as many records as Drew Brees. So Aaron is really into his passer rating and his lack of interceptions. That's the thing he's going to end up with, right? Like, that's the one thing. He's the most remarkable passer rating guy. He doesn't throw interceptions, and he plays like it. He plays like he's protecting it. I thought he was super conservative in the second half of this game. He was trying not to lose. And I said, I voted Joe Burrow would be my MVP. And I said that before the playoffs started. I think he throws the ball down the field. He plays more aggressively. He's not afraid of making mistakes. He has a short memory when he does. Sometimes, to a fault, Joe Burrow holding the ball long, looking for a play to develop. Everything with Aaron is checking down, getting it out, not getting hit, not making a mistake, throwing to the one receiver he trusts. This is on Aaron, and this has been a criticism forever of Aaron. Not to be a psychologist, but, you know, with Aaron, he's very much aware of how he's viewed, right? Like, he's trying to control the media. He's trying to control his legacy and the narratives. He's not going to end up with the trophies or the likability. He's not going to end up in the record books like Brees. It's that passer rating, those lack of interceptions, and he plays safe. And I think last year, Matt LaFleur, you know, you got to walk on eggshells a little bit with Aaron when you coach him. Last year, I thought Matt LaFleur was affected by that in the playoffs when he got safe with Aaron Rodgers. But this is, you can't play like this. Matt Stafford's not sitting around worrying about interceptions. Joe Burrow's not. Brady's had pick sixes in the Super Bowl. Andrew Luck didn't care. Peyton Manning threw a lot. So did Eli Manning. And I love Devontae Adams. There's got to be a consistent second outlet. And can we stop always blaming the Packers front office for lack of weapons? I mean, you got to give me a break on this stuff. Sometimes you have to forge a relationship with a second and a third receiver. But this is going to leave a mark for Aaron Rodgers. For a kind of a mild weather team to play poorly. I mean, the first half, the Niners offense was atrocious. Jimmy G essentially now throws the ball only over the middle to Kittle or Deebo Samuel. He's got one route he loves to throw. He's very effective at it. But I just felt like the Packers defense, there was a lot of three and outs. I mean, Aaron, these were not extended drives. Three and out, punt, three and out, three and out, punt, three and out. And, you know, I said this about the MVP race. If you're going to sit around and worry, if you're going to talk about Hall of Fames, it's what you do, not what you avoid. Like, I think Mike Tomlin gets into the Hall of Fame, right? But I don't care that he has never had a losing season. Like, that's just saying, you know, I'm not crappy ever. Well, I'm looking for what you can do, not what you avoided. congrats on not throwing many interceptions. Go look at those decisions by Rodgers in the second half. Look at those series. Three and out, punt, three and out. NFL's just crazy. It's just insane. The question now for Green Bay. Okay, so Aaron's giving you all this drama. Aaron can be difficult to deal with. Aaron's really expensive. Aaron wants to say in personnel, I got to get something for it. I mean, winning the division is not the standard of the Packers. They've been winning the division since Bart Starr. It's going to be very interesting. And Aaron, as we know, is beyond high maintenance. He will not take the criticism well, and many will mock him. He took shots. He put himself above a lot of people. That 25-minute, 20-minute soliloquy banging on the Packers front office, ripping the media, say what you want about his vaccine, didn't come off well. And I went tonight in the last 15 minutes of the game. I went to a Packers message board. It was a Barnyard musical. There are a lot of people in Green Bay, a lot of people in Wisconsin tired of Aaron. Aaron puts himself way up here above the fray. A lot of people are tired of it. And hate to see him go. He's such a likable guy. Let's go to Aqib Talib. Knows all four of these teams well. All right, time to bring in my buddy Nick Wright. About once a month, the co-host of First Things First joins me. He's, the co-host, but he runs that circus, and it is every bit of circus. So here, I'll throw something. You're not, and I'm not. You really lean into it, and I just don't care. On Twitter, you'll throw out thought bubbles, and you really play Twitter the way it should be played. I use it more in marketing. Use it more as
I use it to kind of stir things up a bit, throw things out there.
Yeah, the pot
tweet
stir.
Tweet people a bit.
I'll throw this at you. Brady retires in 2 weeks. Aaron Rodgers says, I want out. So Devontae Adams is out. Aaron agrees to Tampa. Green Bay says, we want Mike Evans. We're not losing Devontae and getting nobody. Tampa needs to cut money because Brady's contract has a punitive salary cap hit if he doesn't play, plus Aaron's salary cap. The Packers get Mike Evans and JPP, but they've been looking for an edge rusher for years. Between the two, it's $30 some million of salary. Green Bay gets JPP, Mike Evans, two firsts, up to three if Aaron plays a third year, which has always been something you've talked about. Two guaranteed, up to three if he plays a third year. If he retires after two, you get two minimum, even if he retired after a year. Three if he stays for three. Jordan Love plays. With Aaron's contract out, you have a little more wiggle room, plus drafting to make a better roster, still the best in division, and competes with Chicago to win it. Aaron goes on and dominates the NFC South.
What's going to be the worst division with Sean Payton out gone? That's going to be the worst division in football by a mile. It's going to be a terrible division.
So it work if you can make it work financially, Green Bay would obviously not like to send him to an NFC team. But Tampa, think about this. The Steelers and the Broncos are maybe better fits, right, for the Packers and the AFC. But both organizations have sharp GMs and sharp front offices. They're not willing to roll the dice on Aaron with his seemingly endless retirement talk. Tampa does not have that infrastructure. They just like winning. They just flew a private
Tampa
jet.
No, Tampa would do it. Tampa 100% would do it. That's my question to you is this, though, because you do seem to have a good line on how Aaron Rodgers ticks. I would think the last thing he would want to do is go to the place Brady just won at, because it's very hard to be like, can't win here. It's very hard to be like, it's not my fault when Tom just did it.
Okay, here.
Right?
But if he goes to the NFC North and is overshadowed by Burrow.
The AFC, sure.
Or to the AFC West and is overshadowed by Mahomes and Herbert. But we know he'll be at least as good or better than Tom, who was 44. So it looks better imaging. Hey,
He's as good or better than Tom.
Well, I do. Listen, I think the idea of going to the AFC West is insane. It would be if Derek Carr is the far and away worst quarterback in a division, it's the greatest division of quarterbacks ever. Right? Like, I mean, Mahomes, Herbert would be the third best quarterback in the division. Then it's like you have the, I mean, it's impossible. So it just seems like that would be a very audacious move to go to the AFC West with Herbert and Mahomes already there.
And the reason I think it's possible, because Denver's got world championships several, and so do the Steelers. The retirement talk, I've been told this by somebody in the league, the retirement talk, Aaron talked about it in August, December, and yesterday on Pat McAfee's YouTube show.
I know.
It's turning people off. People are like, I'm not giving you up three first-round picks and three players. You could leave for Jeopardy in a year. It's turning people off in the league.
Well, I the Steelers, to me, though, Tomlin can deal with a lot, man. Tomlin kept AB fine. We didn't know what a basket, what a disaster he was. Big Ben's not exactly easy. Big Ben also is a guy that loves the spotlight, was doing the weekly radio show, did the retirement, not retirement. And I think, you know, remember the Steelers, they traded a first-round pick for a safety the year Big Ben got hurt. That's how much they want to win. Then Big Ben out for the year, with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph, we'll trade you our first-round pick, and the best first-round pick we've had in 10 years, for Minka Fitzpatrick, because we want to win now.
Yes.
I think there is, personally, the Steelers is the one that makes the most sense to me. Tampa I had not considered. Also, because do you think Tom's retiring?
I think it's the closest he's been. And another reason, Aaron is smart enough to know that the lack of competition in the NFC North, like Brady in the AFC East, is why he keeps playing home playoff games. That division is going to be so bad if Brady retires. It's a layup.
It's so bad. So can I talk about the Brady retirement thing with you for a moment? Because I tried to do this on television, but it's there are certain topics that if you don't get exactly right, you're just going to get excoriated for. And it was too. I didn't want to get it wrong in the small bits of television, but I think you and I can talk about it. So to me, it's pretty clear. Tom wants to keep playing football, and that if he doesn't, it's because his wife and his kids don't want him to, right? Like that he wants to play. All right, so here's the thing that I'm pondering here. I understand everyone has responsibility to their family. I get that. If you are the family of someone who is literally in the discussion for the greatest in the history of the world at something, do you have a responsibility to them that is different than if dad's seventh in command at the local electronics store and he works 80 hours a week? Is there not an element of, listen, being the family or the kids or whatever of Tom Brady has a lot of awesome stuff that comes with it. One negative thing is, he might be so locked in and dedicated to the field that there's time you don't get with him. By the way, he'll still retire 50 years younger than 50 years, 20 years younger than most people retire if he retires at 45. I feel funny about this idea that a guy who might be the greatest football player ever is going to walk away before he wants to, not because he can't play anymore, not because he's not great, but because the people he loves want him to. Like, I don't know. I'm not exactly saying it right, but it feels weird to me. Like Tom Brady owes it to himself to do exactly what he wants to write the final chapter of his football life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Tom said the other day to Jim Gray, he said, it pains Giselle when I get hit. He did not say, it pains Giselle when I go to practice or watch film. She doesn't want to see her husband get hurt. That's the issue.
I do think that it is different if you are someone that is one of the greatest ever at something.
Yeah.
It is more reasonable to put that your field, you know, high on the priority list than if you're, you know, the executive vice president of a widget company. And it's, you know, it, I just, I don't know, maybe I'm an asshole for it. And I know we got other stuff to talk about, but I firmly believe that.
Yeah. I mean, I think Giselle, the resentment would be Giselle thinking, hey, pal, I was a supermodel and gave up more money than you.
That's a good point. That's a good point because she did it. That would be the argument is I was the Tom Brady of supermodeling and I stopped. You won't ever stop. That is a good point. You know, that is a really good point because she is like, there is a whole element of it's not the typical superstar athlete family where the husband is the breadwinner by a right. million
she
miles.
She made more than him.
She made more.
She did.
It's so wild. It's so wild. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think the kids would have the resentment. I think they'd love dad. I think, you know, recently I moved into a house and this is on me. It did not have an art studio for my wife. It had this broadcasting area. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the house served so many needs for us that we really liked. And my wife, I found it and then I showed my wife and she loved it. But neither of us in the purchase thought about how important a studio of art is for my wife. And I feel bad. This is something that I'm trying to solve right now. So yeah. I find in my life, my kids understand dad's busy and understand dad can't be there for everything, but I better make my wife happy. And if I F that up, I'm in big trouble.
Of course, which is, you know, my takeaway from that story is Colin's about to have to buy one of his neighbor's houses. Maybe two house guys, same block. Why do you have two houses? I fucked this up. I didn't have a studio for my wife, so now I have two houses. Two house and Brentwood guy. 2 minutes on Rodgers, then we can go. Is that cool?
Yes.
I really don't like the victimhood that he is so
exhausting.
Nauseating. And it is, to me, so detached from not only are like his facts and figures on vaccines and COVID detached from reality, his analysis of like he has been. Remember when he did the foot press conference and he was loud about this person wrote the article, fake news, bad journalism. And the person who saw him out didn't write the article. It was a different reporter. To be that loud and that wrong about something that basic and not publicly apologize, maybe privately did, I don't know, not publicly apologize. And then to come out and be like, the whole world was rooting for me because they're rooting against me. Yeah, man, because you have been intentionally provocative. You have been you can't wade into these waters intentionally, knowingly, smugly. And then it would have been. Could you imagine, this is the analogy I was trying to bring up on their show today, if after the Chiefs lost, if I went on TV, if they had lost to the Bills, if I went on TV and I was like, I got to tell you guys, I think it's outrageous the things Bills fans are saying to me on Twitter. What? I've been an asshole to them for 2 years. I've been daring them to do it. Like, there is an element of, like, if you are to cross-pollinate a bit, I think if people are mean on Twitter to Scott Van Pelt, they're probably just assholes. Because Scott is in our business, but doesn't do, especially since he left radio, he doesn't give controversial opinions. He seems incredibly likable. He does SportsCenter. He's always smiling. He's nice. He's nice online. When people are mean to you or me, I'm usually like, yeah, probably it's probably fair. Like, you know what I mean? I prefer not some of it. But like we're
provocative.
Engender that.
Yeah.
We're provocative people. And so like, it is so baffling to me. Like, at least Baker doesn't whine about it. Like, Baker knows that people are going to come after him. I think he wants people to, and he, like, tries to use it as fuel. Maybe it doesn't work. But for Aaron to do this woe is me stuff, I think is unbecoming. I think it's really unbecoming.
Well, and also, Russell Wilson, Brady, Peyton Manning, Mahomes, Josh Allen keep illustrating and telling you how much they love the game. Aaron
yes.
is constantly reminding you he could leave it tomorrow and be totally happy. It's called projecting. When you have to remind me that you don't need something, you need something.
But even, by the way, even if it's not projecting, even if it's totally true, it's terrible marketing. It's like this is a sport where you have 80,000 people in 0-degree weather paying money to be in that environment. I'm going to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to sit in the cold, in the snow, to cheer for you. That's how much I care about it. I'm going to build my Sundays around it. That's how much I care about it. You don't want to hear from the star players, I could take it or leave it. Even if it's true, it's just terrible. Again, I'll just use our business. The number one thing you probably used to hear, maybe you still do, is people say, oh my God, you have the dream job. Like, oh my God, I wish I could do what you do for a living. You get to talk about sports for a living. Do you think people would find you or me as relatable or as likable if we were regularly being like, let me tell you something, I don't really love the gig that much. Like, I'm really more into like art and sculpting. Like, I do it because I'm good at it and it pays well. But yeah, kind of bores me. People be like, man, bleep you. I'd kill for that job. Like, you just eat. And by the way, there have probably been times in your career where maybe you have needed a new challenge. Maybe it did bore you. You're like, okay, I've kind of mastered this part of it. But you wouldn't tell people that.
Right.
You, not publicly. It's just, I don't know. The fact that Rodgers has gone from the public, like, a Q rating or whatever that he had 9 months ago to this without there being a crime committed is unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented for someone's public image to go through this without there being some massive scandal.
Yeah, listen, you can't rip the president, Fauci, the vaccine, the media, and think there'll be absolutely no blowback.
What are we talking about? It's so nuts. And that's the thing is, and I always worry, like, this is the thing with people and that Kyrie, and this is not a vaccine thing with Kyrie, people that are smart-ish, that think they're brilliant, usually end up sounding incredibly dumb. Way dumber than the dumb guy who knows he's not that bright. So he's like, I'm not really going to talk about all this stuff. Like, do I think Aaron Rodgers has a higher IQ than Travis Kelce?
Yeah,
I do. But guess what? Travis Kelce's doing dating shows and making jokes and catching footballs and having fun. He's not trying to tell you, hey, here's my Ayn Rand book. Shut up, Atlas Lost. Shut up with your Atlas Shrugged nonsense. You, of all the books you could show on the Manning Cast, you show maybe the most politically charged novel ever. Like the novel that made a whole generation of wannabe Reagan conservatives. That's your book. You're like, oh, but I'm apolitical. You'd say like Biden, how could he still be president without he publicly speak? What are you talking about, buddy? And by the way, you can have all those opinions, but you can't have all those opinions and be like, why is everyone rooting against me? So stupid.
NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everybody can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Okay, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. Bet a little, win a lot. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Add player stats and so much more. I like FanDuel Sportsbook, number one sportsbook. Easy to use, safe and secure, payouts within 2 hours. If you already have an account, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any conference championship game to qualify. New customers, join today. Please use the promo code COLIN. Okay, that's going to give you the risk-free bet. Plus, if you're a first-time betting with FanDuel, 30-1 odds on any team in the conference championship to win. Again, code COLIN. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee red line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Imagine fighting climate change every time you buy groceries or pizza. Now you can. With the Aspiration Zero credit card, you can reduce your carbon footprint by making the same purchases you always make. Aspiration Zero plants one tree every time you make a purchase. Or plant two trees when you choose to round all your purchases up to the nearest dollar. Track your progress in the app and earn 1% cash back each month you reach carbon zero. For a limited time, earn a $300 bonus when you open an account at aspiration.com and spend $3,000 in the first 90 days. Join the community that helps you fight climate change with every purchase. Aspiration Zero. One card, zero carbon footprint. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Beneficial State Bank member FDIC 2021. Terms and conditions apply. Visit aspiration.com/zero for more information.
Auto done easy. That's Driveway's three-word game. Driveway makes buying a car online easy. And their nationwide inventory, superb. Looking for a Mazda in Missoula or a Prius in Pittsburgh? No problem. Heck, they can deliver a Ferrari to Fresno if that's how you roll. For a nominal delivery fee, Driveway ships any vehicle from their 260-plus retail locations right to your driveway. Not sold just yet? They've got a 7-day money-back guarantee on every purchase. Driveway makes selling your car easy. They offer an instant and competitive offer on their website. If you decide to take it, Driveway comes to your driveway and picks it up. Trade it in. Take a check. that easy. Even the financing is easy at Driveway. Their no-haggle prices makes everything stress-free. Since they own their inventory, they sell directly to you, which lets them offer a great price up front. Head to Driveway.com, Driveway.com now, to shop for your next ride, and you'll see Driveway really is auto done easy. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/COLIN.
Well, he's a member of the Volume, has been from almost day one, 12 years in the NFL, multiple Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl winner, played with Brady in New England, has a storied NFL career. Let's go to Aqib Talib. What do you make of the Rams culture that Von Miller and OBJ, last week it was OBJ, this week Von Miller, that guys can come in, they learn the system, they play pressure-free football. Like, Von Miller is better than I thought he would be.
Yes.
I mean, they both are. They both are. I'll be honest with you. OBJ had the drops in Cleveland. I was like, dude, he has lost his confidence. What is it about the Rams culture that you can bring a veteran in 3 weeks later? You feel like they've been there for 4 years. They know the system. They make the plays.
I gotta give some of that credit to Sean, man. Sean just make you feel super comfortable when you come there. He real direct on what he expect from you. And he remind me a lot of Bill when it comes to his message. When you sit in front of a man, what I expect from you, this is how we going to use you. He real honest. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that is due to Sean, man. Just how he treat the players, how he run this building, man. You just going to be super comfortable. He treats you like a pro. He treats you like a grown man. He don't like micromanaging. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of that, how guys are so comfortable, how guys are, you can get in the system and get into the flow of things easy, is how Sean run that building.
You always told me about Belichick. You always said you've said that twice to me. He treated you like a grown man. Mm-hmm. Explain exactly what that is.
I mean, it's not a lot of rules. It's just clear, man. It's clear. It's not like, I'm not going to really police you. You know what to do. And he just let you do it. You know what I'm saying? He give you great directions, and it's up to you to follow those directions. You know what I'm saying? So long as everybody follow those directions, the building is ran a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And there's no leeway when it comes to whatever your last name is. There's no leeway. It don't matter who you are. Everybody got these certain three rules. They not crazy, right? Everybody agree these rules is cool. Everybody agree. And we just live by those few rules, man. That's a lot how both of those guys run that building. And yeah, you just could be a pro. I've been in situations where guys got 1,000 rules and you're like, man, we can't even talk about football. All we're talking about is coach rules all day. You know what I'm saying? So I've been on the other side of that. So, man, that means a lot.
How do you explain Cooper Kupp? I mean, he is not only putting up numbers, Aqib, he is open for 3.5 hours every Sunday. How do you explain it? The routes?
It's sneaky movement, man. Guys don't understand. At the top of routes, Cooper Kupp is second to none. He'll wiggle sometimes and give you some work sometimes. Sometimes he speed break out these routes. Man, for the game, you see he made my dog fall. He put him on the ground. It's sneaky movement, I promise you. I lined up in front of this guy, man. He got some of the best top of the route movement that I ever seen.
So when you say top of the route movement, so he's 12 yards down the field and he's just manipulating
you. And it's time to break. It ain't got to be 12 yards. It could be 6 yards downfield and it's time to break. When it's time for him to break, he got 3 or 4 moves and guys never know what he's doing. You don't know if he's going to just cut straight into the break, or if he's going to hit you with the double or the triple, or, man, he got moves out the gate, man. Me and Marcus Peters need to sit down and, like, really give y'all a show about it, because we got to see it firsthand, and it's second to none. I promise you, man. I promise you. It's top in the league.
All right, so let's go to Saturday night. I do want to address Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers. I've said this before about Aaron Rodgers. A lot of guys in this league have talent. Not a lot of guys are great leaders. Derek Jeter was a great leader. I always thought A-Rod was just a great talent. But, but there was something about Jeter that he was one of the guys and a leader. Like there was a clutch component. There was a relatability to him. And I do think Aaron, like, here's my big criticism. He's had this receiving core for about 4 years. He doesn't trust anybody beyond Devontae Adams. And you can sense it. You can sense the Niners. The Niners know it. They don't. They know it. And so they give him bits and pieces of Devontae Adams. But I feel like with Brady, look at Stafford. Stafford gets OBJ. He had a great relationship with Woods, Higbee, Kupp, Van Jefferson. 2 weeks into OBJ, they clearly have a relationship. Aaron's had four dudes for 4 years. He doesn't throw to anybody in crisis. Isn't that at some point? I mean, hell, Brady made everybody work. Edelman was a college quarterback. I feel like Aaron sometimes, he gets loyal. He gets loyal to his guys, and he just, that's who he's throwing to in big spots. And I think defenses can sense that.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But at the same time, Colin, Devontae is one of them unguardable guys. So he the same. If you try to guard him with a man with a safety over top, he just run all underneath routes, and the man under can't even guard him. Like, you can't stay with me to guard him underneath. And we don't even go up top. We just run all underneath stuff because the guy can't guard him. So, and then when you playing zone, Devontae's so smart in zone coverage, he always going to be open, and they got a great rapport, those two guys. So I can't blame him for throwing it to Devontae all the time. Man or zone, I'm going to Devontae. That's what I do, too. That's what type of talent he is in the NFL. So I think it was one time he should have went to somebody else, and that was on the last play, probably his last throw, when he threw it deep to Devontae. And he had a guy right in the middle of the field open. That's about the only time he should have threw it to somebody else. Besides that, I'm looking at Devontae, too, man. I can't blame him.
Do you is part of the loss for Aaron and the Packers that the Niners front defensively is back and healthy, and that Armstead is playing and Bosa is playing, DJ Johnston? A lot of this to me was not that they had to shorten their routes, but anytime you make a quarterback throw it a half step quicker, I kind of felt like I felt Tom Brady, especially in the first half, and Aaron Rodgers in the second half. I just felt their rhythm was off a little. He was checking down a little more than he was comfortable with. Now, some of this, it's hard to get into a rhythm when it's 0 degrees.
Yeah.
But I felt Aaron Aqib looked uncomfortable.
Definitely.
More than in the second half. He looked uncomfortable. Oh,
it's hard to get in a rhythm when you got Bosa and guys, Armstead, when you got guys rushing you like that. So when you got pressure on you, that's what make it hard to get in the rhythm, man. So, you know, the receiver's going to be a step slower. I'm saying just because it's 0 degrees, like you said. So, man, it's that's part of it. It's the pressure is what makes you hard to get in the rhythm. We're on both sides. That's why Tom couldn't get in the rhythm. That's why A-Rod couldn't get in the rhythm, because both of them had great pressure on them all day.
All right, everybody. Welcome in. Time for another edition of Sharp or Square. Now, I bring in Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. He is, of course, a sharp, somebody who bets, talks to professional sports gamblers. I am, of course, a square. I think all of you know that on many levels. And so let's bring in Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. So here we go. Bengals +7 at the Chiefs. Andy Reid's not only great off a bye, this is not a bye. When he faces a team for the second time within a year, he's 23-13-1 against the spread. Mahomes at home. I still don't think the Bengals are completely healthy. Their offensive line is obviously the weakness right now of their franchise. I felt last week they had topped out. I feel the difference is the Chiefs are a much more dynamic offense than Tennessee. I would take Kansas City to win. I think they'll dominate. I think they'll cover. I think it's potentially a blowout, sharp or square.
That is a square play, my friend. I can't say that you're alone. For the record, you know, we do the favorites podcast for the volume, and me and professional bettor Simon Hunter. All of the wise guys are coming in on the Bengals. And this was sort of the biggest debate that we had today. I love the Bengals in this spot. If you can get the Bengals at 7.5, you should. The majority of the money is coming in on the Bengals. The majority of the tickets are coming in on the Chiefs. When you have that discrepancy, it basically means the professionals are on the Bengals, the public are on the Chiefs. The Bengals, most people have this game power rated 5-6. So you're getting about anywhere from a point to 2 points of an advantage if you're betting the Bengals. The Chiefs played the 6th most man coverage in the NFL this year. Cincinnati had an NFL best 11.4 yards per pass attempt against man coverage. Kansas City against the playoff teams from the divisional weekend in this season were 1-3. Their one win was against Buffalo in overtime. Obviously, none of those games have been by more than 7 points in Kansas City winning. They played 19 games this year, only 8 wins of 7 or more. Cincinnati played in 19 games, only 2 losses of 7 or more. So, but what really gets me here, what really gets me is that this is a huge, huge number for a Cincinnati team that is as explosive as it is and that has a quarterback who does not get rattled, who's very, very good against the blitz, and who has talent in Ja'Marr Chase, who can get downfield and score points in bunches. So if this game has the Chiefs up by 14 with 2 minutes left and a Swiss cheese defense that has gotten better, but it's still not, you know, top 20 defense, do I really think that the Bengals aren't going to find a way to score a touchdown in less than 2 minutes? I'm taking the 7.5 because of the back door. That's really it. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think they'll probably win by a decent number. But there's backdoor protection here, especially if you can get the 7.5.
All right, let's go sharper square. Niners plus 3.5 at the Rams. So Sean McVay has averaged about 27.5 points since he came into this league with Jared Goff and Matt Stafford. In the last 6 games against the 49ers, he's averaged about 18 points. So almost 10 points less. I think this matchup, and a couple of these matchups in the last 6 against the Niners, they scored 7 once, they scored 10 once, they scored only 7 in the second half and overtime in their last matchup. I think the defensive front, which has a couple of first rounders, is a matchup problem for the Rams because I think the defensive line talent, Armstead, Bosa, first round picks, simply overwhelm less talented players for the Rams. I think the Rams offensive line as a unit is very good in pass protection. The run is often blown up. Sean McVay's run game is often blown up by this defensive front. Add in Fred Warner, who I think is the best linebacker in football. This is a matchup problem for the Rams. This game will be close. Sharper square. I think the Niners, 3.5 is the side.
So that's the sharp side. What's really interesting here is that you'd think a Niners team that swept the Rams, that has done what you've described sort of schematically, that is 6-0 straight up the past 3 seasons. They've won all 5 games when they've been an underdog. This is a team that you would think this line gets posted. It should be Rams minus three, and it should stay there. It's been at 3.5 all week. It's barely come down. You look at the numbers, the majority of the bets by a very small percentage, whereas like the Chiefs and Bengals, there's a wide disparity between the money bet on the Bengals and the tickets on the Chiefs. This one is much closer. It's all in that 40 to 60 range, that band, but it's a little bit in favor of the Rams, which is why the number hasn't come back down to three. There are a bunch of syndicates, and syndicates, we've talked about this. These are these groups that are professional bettors. They pool their money.
Right.
They bet a lot, sort of game to game together. From the beginning of the season, they've been on the Rams. And this is sort of indicative of them believing in the Rams. It's a really interesting spot. To me, it's kind of like with the Bengals. If you're getting that hook, you take the hook. I mean, this is a matchup. Jimmy G is 15-4 as a dog in his career. 14-5 straight up as a dog. Best winning percentage of any quarterback in Super Bowl era as a dog. Kyle Shanahan, 18-10 as a road dog. 7-3 against the spread against McVay. Home field here is basically a zero. We've seen it. We've seen the Rams trying to manipulate the ticket selling so it favors the Rams. Most professionals have this game power rated as Rams -1. So there's about 2.5 points of value. And schematically, you're right. Like, to me, the Niners can attack the middle of the field and use the Rams' aggressiveness on defense with Von Miller, with Aaron Donald against them. And you can see how Debo will get these pitches in the backfield and find a way to cut inside rather than having to run outside based on the aggressiveness of the Rams' defense. So I think the Rams are the right side here. You're getting a hook and you're getting a team that matches up really well.
Go to the YouTube page, look up The Volume Sports, click that red button. Also Instagram, rate, review, subscribe at The Volume Sports. Talk soon.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.